Never mind. Yeah, it's new. Okay. 1-800-989-9368. Only 7 minutes left in this program. Mark Hurst's Game Boy theme is going to be heard in no time, but we want to get a few more pledges there. 1-800-989-9368. We're going to give the Mountain Movers away very soon. Anybody else to thank in the phone room? Jody Peyote.
Yes, Boss in Utrecht.
Oh, Boz. Thank you for checking in, Boz.
Happy to be catching your show again live. Boz is getting your premium.
Oh, excellent. So glad to hear from you, Boz.
Alfie in Calgary.
Oh, thank you, Alfie.
And that's it so far.
And
we
that's
do need
it
more.
So far. We need more pledges. Get them in. Get them coming in. I hear something over there. Scott is jumping. I was going to try to jump.
The call
for
the is coming from inside the house. Scott
Jesus.
Chin.
Oh, hey. Thank you very much.
Otherwise known as DJ Chin.
Yeah, DJ Chin. And checking with a pledge.
Also, a fill-in DJ here.
That's true. What's the name of your show again, Scott? You told me, and then I forgot, and it's a great name. Oh, yeah, Anima Mundi. That's
right. Anima Mundi.
Anima Mundi.
DJ Chin.
All right. This is the sound of the final moments of this radio program when William Tyler comes back on and he fills you with that light of his beautifully twanging guitar as he plucks the notes to Michael Rother's Carousel and induces you to go and join us in our collective happy land, which is the WFMU Marathon. You only got 5 minutes left to pledge your support to this program. Well, I'll be back next week, of course, with another fabulous co-host named Ira. But I want to get a lot more pledges coming in
Please
these
pledge.
Last 5 minutes with you here, Jody.
1-800-989-9368. This has been so much fun, Scott.
This has been a blast.
We really, yeah.
And you know, I love it. There's so many people around, like Fabio and Dave Mandel are here right now. Evan Funk Davies is coming down later. We have band practice tonight.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
We have band practice
tonight. The Hoof and Mouth Sinfonia.
The Hoof and Mouth Sinfonia.
I've heard of it. The internet hasn't.
The internet has no clue about the Hoof and Mouth Sinfonia. Oh, well, joke's on the internet. All right, what are we looking at? Oh, 4.5 minutes left.
We're trying to hit 171 pledges.
Definitely lots of time. Oh, yeah, 171 pledges. We're going to do that. Let's see. How far away are we? Oh, 31 pledges.
We're quite far.
Let's get 31 pledges.
31
in
pledges.
Minutes.
5 minutes.
Pledges.
Let's do it. Let's
Make
do it.
It real.
I believe in you.
Get online. Pledge at WFMU.org. There's little widgets all over the place. There's plenty of room for everybody to play with the widgets. They're everywhere. You got your own private little internet at home. Doesn't know about the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia, but it does know
but
how
it,
to pledge to
it
WFMU.
It does know how to pledge to WFMU.
And we want
that
to see
is
you.
WFMU.org. Show your love for Scott. Show your love for the station. We are listener-supported, free-form radio. There's no place like WFMU that exists in the world.
No place I'd rather be.
No place I'd rather be either.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a reason that your dial is still stuck to it. So please call 800-989-9368. I want to thank Greg in New York.
Oh, right. Thank you, Greg.
And Tim in Champaign.
Thank you, Tim. Let's get a few more going. What do we have? 4 minutes. Oh, wow. 3.5 minutes left.
Let's get 30 more
program.
Pledgers.
30 more pledges.
In
that's
3 minutes.
All we need. 30. That's 10 pledges a minute. I think that's easily doable. I know there are 30 people listening right now.
It's
you're
happening.
Like, 4 minutes? I can do this. I can make a pledge within 4 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get to the website.
Prove,
all right. Let
prove
me look.
Us right.
All right. I see a little pledge widget. Okay. I'm going to put in my pledge. I'm going to do this real fast. Why don't I just call Reno on phone number one and talk to him? 1-800-989-9368. It won't take long. Call a couple
there
times.
There it is.
Call
there's
a couple
the
times.
Phone.
All right. There's Rob. Rob is looking at the phone gleefully. He can't believe Reno got to answer that phone when he doesn't get to answer a phone. Rob is waiting. Rob is staring that phone down.
Win this mountain. Win this Mountain Movers
he
record.
He is so excited to win this Mountain
$20
Movers
more
record.
Will get you this Mountain Movers record.
It's a volunteer I've never even met before. Sorry, we're talking all over each other. It's my fault. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I wasn't Jody even listening.
Perry. Didn't anybody warn you about doing a marathon show with me?
Oh, man.
Oh, you never should have said yes. You never should have said. This is how ridiculous
I'm hooked.
Gets. I'm hooked. I'm hooked into a phone call coming in right now. Oh, my gosh. There's only 2 minutes and 20 seconds left, and we still want 30 pledges in 2.5 minutes. We got one of them over there.
I don't know.
Oh.
I think we can do it. Prove us right. We believe in you.
I think we can do it. Yeah. All right. We do have to give away the Mountain
We do
movers.
Have to give away the Mountain
yeah,
Movers.
So we got a little collection of people there
do?
To choose from.
Yeah. And the Mountain Movers is going to go to... Justin in Brooklyn.
Justin in Brooklyn, congratulations. Oh, did you hear? The sun just came out again in William Tyler's splendiferous rendition.
Oh, it's splendiferous.
Of Carousel. Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh,
1.5 minutes. I hear the phone ringing again. I hear it ringing again. Yep. You got plenty of time to get like 25 more pledges in. Yeah, 1.5 minutes. We can do this, Jody Peyote.
We can do this.
Here comes Jim with another one. What do we got?
Whoa, what
happened?
Devin in Seattle. Devin's very generous Seattle. Pledge.
All right. Thank
Almost
you so much.
Y3K
Whoa,
pledge.
That
very,
is amazing.
Very close to a Y3K
Thank
pledge.
You so very much, Devin, in
That's incredible.
Seattle. Makes us very, 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 very happy. All right. We got 30 more pledges. I got 1 minute and 6 seconds.
I think we can do it.
We can do this.
30 more
Come
pledges.
On. Jody, let's jump for the rest.
Let's jump.
It's only 1 minute.
Jumping on the radio.
Jumping on the radio. Oh, poor Reno trying to take a pledge, and everybody's jumping all
He's
around
on the phone
him.
And They're jumping at the same looties. Time.
Oh, my goodness. I'm losing my breath. I can't. How am I going to talk? How am I going to say goodbye? How am I going to say the legal ID? Oh, gosh. Why don't I say the legal ID? 1-800? No, that's the pledge phone number. Oh, yeah. There's Reno. Take it. Can we thank that last person?
Reno.
Got
who
a name?
Your friend Pat.
My friend Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, my friend Pat. You're tuned to Freeform Radio. W, huh?
Pat
from the Liars.
Yeah.
Pat
oh, whoa.
N from the Liars. Yeah.
Very cool.
My buddy. Yeah, they were on my program back in 2001.
Oh, that rocks.
Great, great guy. All right, so we are WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jody Peyote.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank
this was
you.
Incredible.
This was great fun. Thank you, Reno. Thank you, Rob. And thank you, Scott. And stay tuned.
Mark
Hurst, Tectonic,
Hurst.
Coming right your way. Bye-bye.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Tectonic. My name is Mark Hurst. I'll be your host for the next hour or so here on Freeform Radio, the Magic Factory itself, WFMU, coming at you live in Jersey City, New Jersey. It's such a pleasure to be here on the first of two fundraising marathon shows for Tectonic 2025. And I'm so pleased to be joined once again by my co-host, station manager, Ken Friedman. Ken, thank you for being with me.
Hi, Mark. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you on the show again. We were just on the show just a few weeks ago to kick off the year, as we always do, and it's nice to have you back. This time is a little bit of a different agenda, as we are trying to get listeners to pledge to support this great station. If you call 1-800-989-9368, you can talk to our bank of live, human, not robotic, phone volunteers who will take your pledge over the phone. Or you can go to the website at wfmu.org/donate, and you can show your support for this station. If you like, you can mark Tectonic as a show to get some credit for that pledge, but you don't even need to do that. Just however you want to do it, give some support to WFMU. And Ken, have you verified that our volunteers for this hour are in fact human? Have you gone through and done the requisite test?
Nah.
So they might not be human in a Blade Runner sort of way.
Yeah, they might be bots.
Okay.
Our whole neighborhood here in Jersey City is overrun with bots currently.
Yeah, I have noticed.
It's very, very hard to tell them apart from human beings.
When you walk on the street, you can see humanoids shuffling along, and you don't know if the humanoid shuffling is someone looking at their surveillance phone, or if in fact it's a humanoid robot that's just not quite engineered very well.
Well, one of the sure giveaways I've noticed here in Jersey City is that some of the robots don't have legs and they have wheels instead.
That is a giveaway.
That's a dead giveaway.
In fact, if listeners, if you go to the playlist, go to WFMU.org and click playlist and comments, you can see the main playlist image is one of those wheeled delivery robots. And this particular one you spotted just a few days ago, Ken.
Yeah, I've been encountering these Uber Eats wheeled delivery robots for a week now. They're all over our neighborhood. And it's fascinating. I've been sort of experimenting with them to see how I can mess them up. Whether to tip them over. You can tip them over.
Okay, so that's one thing.
Yeah. Yesterday, I took off my scarf and I wrapped it around its electric eye, which is like a coffee can kind of thing that ascends off the top of it. And that was great fun. It just stopped the thing in its tracks.
So it was moving and you wrapped?
Yeah, and I wrapped my scarf around its electronic eye, although I think it has cameras all over it. And it just stopped. It stopped dead. And then even after I took my scarf off, it stayed motionless for 15 or 20 more minutes.
So you were standing there watching to see what would happen. You had some patience to observe it for that long.
So we would like to know from our listeners, you know, how you have tried to battle the robots in your life, whether it's a robocab or a delivery robot or a bot calling you and harassing you, or bots harassing you on your phone or whatever.
Yeah, these could be software bots or bots as a service, or they could be in hardware, as we're seeing these delivery robots on the sidewalk here. However you have fought against the robots, give us a call, 1-800-989-9368, or put in a pledge at wfmu.org/donate. And there's a little, if you use the website method, there's a little text box at the bottom where you can add a comment for the DJ. And that's where you're going to put in how you fought against the robots, or how you are fighting against the robots. That's our question. And we will read your response over the air. I'm very interested to know, with this influx, this infiltration of robots into all areas of our lives, How are people fighting back? You heard what Ken said. He used a scarf. And that was a simple but very effective tactic.
Well, the problem with the scarf, though, is you probably want to get your scarf back.
what I think would
work on these particular delivery robots here in downtown Jersey City is to get a large container of peanut butter,
yeah,
creamy peanut butter, with a big wide mouth. And then you just take the top off of it, and you can just stick the peanut butter thing.
Just squish it down onto
it? Squish it on top of the electronic eye.
But then you're out of a whole thing of peanut butter at that point.
That's true. You are sacrificing your peanut butter.
I like good creamy peanut butter.
Then use crunchy peanut butter,
okay,
and then you don't feel so bad.
That's right, because who wants that? That's true.
You could also use that spray insulation foam that you use for spraying into walls.
Yeah.
You spray it in there, and then it gets really sticky, and it expands to about 30 times its original size.
Right.
You could spray that all over the robot, and that would be really helpful, too, because these things have eyes all over them.
But you'd have to make sure you got every eye. The other thing, Ken, is when you approach it, you'd have to make sure that you're disguised or masked up somehow.
Right, and that's where these Mark Hurst masks come in handy. And if you pledge $20 or more right now, well, we don't have a Mark Hurst mask, but we are giving away a book by Marco Vischer, The Power of Nuclear. And at 6:30 tonight, we're going to be giving this book away to somebody who pledges $20 or more to Tectonic and WFMU during our 2025 fundraising marathon. And Mark, I wanted to thank Jillian from right here in Jersey City, who says, thank you for keeping me sane in a progressively unhinged world.
Oh, thank you, Jillian.
Unhinged is putting it mildly.
Yeah, that's a very polite way of describing our situation right now.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear that the show and the station help keep Jillian sane, because it does that for me too. It's this institution, this radio station, this community is an oasis in a landscape of just increasingly disturbing news and trends and technologies, like these robots on the sidewalk.
Yeah, and you've been covering this stuff for, 7 years now?
Yeah, 7.5 years. Can you believe it?
Yeah. And I'd say you've been pretty spot on in your predictions. I'd say things have probably panned out even worse than you've been predicting.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think actually I was not great at my predictions, because I could not have imagined it getting as bad as it has. But I think that the shows, the interview guests I had along the way, were pointing along the general trajectory that we've been on. So the influx, or the rise, the rise of these robots, again, whether it's hardware or software, was richly foreshadowed by a number of conversations I had along the way. And for those listeners who were listening years in the making, they shouldn't be all that surprised.
No.
Again, you can call us at 1-800-989-9368, or you can go to the website at wfmu.org/donate. And as Ken said, pledges of $20 or more are put into a drawing at 6:30 for The Power of Nuclear by Marco Vischer.
And Boss from Utrecht, the Netherlands, says, I never miss your Monday sermon, Mark.
Thank you,
Fighting the big bad tech. Love your show. Best wishes from Boss.
Thank you so much, Boss. Boss has been a loyal listener and supporter of Tectonic and WFMU since the show started. So I really appreciate that. Thanks to Boss in Utrecht.
And Lawrence in Brooklyn is a swag for lifer who's kicking in a little bit more for one of his favorite shows, Tectonic. Keep fighting, Mark.
Thank you, Lawrence. That helps. You know, Ken, these comments from listeners, I don't know how other DJs feel about getting little notes of encouragement, but they really do help with me.
Yeah.
Because I get in these troughs sometimes where I'm reading the news or just reading my latest show book, and it can get so depressing looking at where the world is headed. And then you get a note like from Lawrence saying, keep fighting. And I go, well, you know, there's someone out there who's urging me on, so I'm going to get up and get back at it.
Yeah, it really does help. It's like putting gas in the engine for most of us DJs, because yeah, you put a lot of work into your shows here. All the DJs put an enormous amount of work for no pay. And this is the time of year when we like to just get a little bit of feedback and get a little bit of money to keep going for one more year. And both are important. The feedback and the money are kind of equally important.
That's right.
Michael in Sacramento, California says, thanks for all you do. It is a big deal.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael in Sacramento.
And Brendan in Connecticut from our sister station in a way, WPKN. Up in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Thanks, Brendan, from WPKN. That's great.
Renee in Toronto, Canada says, you are doing important work. Keep it up.
Thank you, Renee. I love our listeners in Toronto, and was happy to feature the Sidewalk Toronto victory, the glorious victory over Google.
Right, Toronto's like the only city in the world, right, that kicked Google out of its sidewalks.
Successfully booted the, and Toronto did what New York has still been unable to do. Toronto said, no, you're not putting that surveillance infrastructure in our waterfront neighborhood. And yet when I walk down Broadway in Manhattan, 2, 3, 4 times a block, I have to walk past these Lincoln YC kiosks that have 3 cameras each and dozens of sensors and feeding all the data back to Google.
Insulation foam, I'm telling you. And when you buy it, make sure you get the super long nozzle so that it sprays a long way. It's like super string on steroids.
It's like a silly string. You just have to make sure that you do not come with your surveillance phone on your person, because they can sniff that out a mile away.
Right.
And
is it okay to turn it off, or they'll still be able to sniff
probably,
it?
Probably just leave it at home. Or just an idea, you could throw it in the river, and they would not be able to track it there.
What about removing the SIM card? Would that work?
That's a good
question.
Oh,
no, you know, they don't have SIM cards anymore.
Some of mine still does, but yeah, a lot of them use eSIMs, I think, for that reason.
We're post-SIM card.
Yeah. Yeah, the surveillance phones are all, and they make it harder and harder to make any repairs. So they want them to be a black box that you never open, you never question, you never understand anything about. You just carry everywhere you go.
The Perrin family, Mark from Olive Bridge, New York.
Yes.
Says, thank you. I fight the robots by listening to Tectonic.
Yeah. Good answer. Thank you, Perrin family. There's another group of listeners who have been loyal to this show and the station for years. So I really appreciate your support.
And that's nice. I can finally add a couple of dollars into our telephone tally here. And we would like more people to call by phone or online at 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. This is the 2025 WFMU Fundraising Marathon, the only time of the year that we go all out and ask for your support to stay on the air for another year. We do not have any underwriting on this radio station. Underwriting is a pleasant little euphemism for commercials, the commercials that have overridden all other forms of community and public radio, and WFMU is just about the only station that no longer takes any underwriting whatsoever.
And what we're doing here, as you alluded to earlier, Ken, is we are trying to make our expenses for the year through the pledges during this fundraiser. I, along with all of the other DJs and hosts on air here at WFMU, I'm a volunteer, so I'm giving my time and energy because I believe in this station, and your pledges, listeners, will go to things like internet access and electricity and water and basic upkeep of the building. I mean, it's really a skeleton crew of people, so we take those dollars and we stretch them as far as they will go to keep this station going, and I will continue coming to this station as a volunteer to do my best to tell you the truth about what's happening in technology. But we're just asking you once a year, we come to you for 2 weeks once a year and just ask if you could do your part, just chip in a little bit. Call us at 1-800-989-9368 or go online at WFMU.org.
Yeah, we really do make your pledge dollars go a long way. There's been a lot of news lately about mainstream public radio stations laying off dozens and dozens of employees. The big public radio station in New York City, for example, just had its fourth round of layoffs. And we haven't had to do that because we have such a small paid staff
right,
here.
That's right.
These public radio stations, they might have 300, 400 full-time employees.
Oh, no.
So no wonder they're at this point now where, you know, things are going south a little bit and they have to, you know, lay off 100 people. We haven't had to do that. And that's because so much of what we do is done by volunteers, and we have a very, very small paid staff. And we do without a lot of things that any other media organization, and especially any other community or public radio station, would consider an absolute necessity. We do without those things, like having a full-time broadcast engineer, for
right.
example. We want to thank Christy in San Gabriel, California. Go get them, Mark.
Thank you, Christy.
Thanks.
With your help, I can do that.
Robert in LaGrangeville. New York says, Mark and Ken are two of my favorites. WFMU forever. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Our own garbage man, Matt Warwick.
Yes.
He has something here that looks like it was written by AI. Mark, I just wanted to say 100% organically with zero automation that Tectonic is one of the most important shoes out there. Your insights and conversing help carve out real alternatives in a world oversaturated with bigger tech influence. Zero AI was involved in generation of this sentiment. Keep up great work.
I appreciate that, Garbage Man, and I am looking forward to you being the MC next week on my second marathon show. We're going to have to dive into just how you got that written without AI. But thank you. Thank you, Matt.
I happen to know that he uses AI for other things. He was very proud of the cover of his premium CD, which he drew with AI.
Oh, AI image generator.
It has flying lemurs all over it. Hey, our own pal Don from Montclair calling it to pledge, who's also a fill-in DJ here. Thanks for giving a voice to so many journalists, authors, and others fighting against the dystopian boot heel of unchecked technology.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don. If you can call back, Don, and let us know five things that you have accomplished in the last week, then you can keep doing fill-ins here at WFMU.
Right. Let us... Please check in with five things you've done, you've accomplished in the last week. Of course, again, you're making a veiled reference to a certain billionaire's ridiculous request of federal employees.
It just boggles the mind.
Boggles the mind. Where would I even start if I wanted to list the things that boggle the mind that have occurred in the last 2 weeks at the hands of this or that tech billionaire? But I did want to follow up on one thing, Ken, that you said that. We do without a lot of things that other media organizations have. But you know what? That frees us up. And especially I feel so freed up running this show in that I do not have to worry about ticking off an underwriter or an advertiser or a sponsor because there aren't any. And so I can tell the truth about, let's say, what the Gates Foundation is doing, because there's no Gates Foundation money that's going to get pulled
right.
if I have a show, as I did, about what the Gates Foundation is really up to. Other stations cannot necessarily do that because tech money and Gates money and the other billionaires' foundations are very widespread in the media ecosystem.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't call it the petroleum broadcasting system for nothing.
That's right.
And we've been dead set against underwriting here, and it's really a philosophical objection to underwriting that we shouldn't have anything sounding like a commercial on the air, but also we want to be independent. And now underwriting, also known as commercials on non-commercial radio and television, have really come back to possibly destroy public radio and public TV in the United States. The FCC just this week, or actually I think last Friday, the FCC wrote letters to, I think, 20 of the largest NPR stations in the country inquiring about their underwriting practices.
Boy.
And the argument is being made that why don't these stations, you know, why should they get any federal money?
Right.
Why should they get any governmental protection whatsoever? They're commercial. And
that's
it's
right.
hard to argue against that.
That's right. That's
they
right.
are they made themselves commercial.
That's right.
Through underwriting, but that's a road we never went down.
That's right.
We never took underwriting. We don't take money with strings attached. It's really all between WFMU, the staff, and the listeners, and that's what this WFMU fundraising marathon is all about. We only do this 2 weeks out of the year. We do a much lower key fundraiser in October, but this is the only big, balls to the wall fundraiser that we do throughout the entire year. So we hope you appreciate that. We hope you appreciate WFMU and that you can throw in some amount of money that you're comfortable with. Chris in Roxbury, Connecticut, a PKN listener for 3 years, also a WFMU listener for 3 years. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. That's great.
Yeah.
If listeners are trying to decide, you know, what should I pledge? I wanted to suggest that if someone feels like they could pitch in $50, if you could pledge $50, you can get the new station T-shirt, which is this beautiful Mystic Dream T-shirt designed by Jamie Zuverza. And it's this beautiful red, I guess it's a red slash peach color. I'm not sure, but you've got a harp and you've got what looks like a dog or a wolf and some stars in the background. It's this Mystic Dream of a T-shirt, and that could be yours for a pledge of $50. The best way to support the station is to join our Swag for Life program, which is a monthly contribution. Your credit card gets charged automatically every month, and that starts at $10 a month. And you can, if you go to WFMU.org, you can see all the things you get with a Swag for Life membership. But a lot of listeners have opted to do Swag for Life in recent years, right, Ken?
Yeah, and it's really helped the station tremendously. It's really turned things around for us from operating at a deficit to operating at a small but comfortable surplus every year. And what's really exciting is that if you do join the Swag for Life program this year, or anybody who's already doing it, is going to get our print magazine, Lowest Common Denominator, LCD, which is coming back after a 25-year absence. We actually stopped printing LCD back in the year 2000 because we felt that we should be putting all of our publishing efforts into the internet. And now we're doing the opposite. Now we're saying we shouldn't be doing publishing on the internet. We shouldn't be paying attention to social media, and we want to go back to print. So that's exactly what we're doing. And we have this really wonderful issue of LCD about to go to the printer. It's 80 pages of essays and cartoons by WFMU staff and listeners about forgotten formats, a lot of old audio formats, but also other types of forgotten formats from the past. And it's a really great issue. And it's not going to go out to anybody except for the people who are pledging $10 a month or more, or at that level or higher. And we have a staff pledge, also known as a pity pledge, from Dave the Spaz.
Oh, thanks, Dave the Spaz.
Dave the Spaz says, Mark Hurst is Monday Appointment Radio.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for your encouragement, Dave.
And Hillary in New York also getting in on the running for that prize that we're trying to give away here, which is the Marco Vischer book, The Power of Nuclear.
Thank you, Hillary. Thanks for your pledge. Can I give you, let you in on a little secret about LCD? I don't know if you know this, Ken, but I contributed something to this LCD.
Did you?
Yeah. I drew a cartoon.
What was it?
Well, I can't tell you. You're going to have to.
Did you put it in under a pseudonym?
No, I just drew a cartoon. I didn't. You know what? I forgot to sign it. I realized after I sent.
Oh, you sent in an anonymous cartoon.
Well, I didn't mean. I thought maybe that Kendra would put my name in there somewhere. I didn't mean for it to be anonymous, but
okay.
maybe it ended up anonymous. But anyway, there is a cartoon in there. Maybe it has my name on it. Maybe it doesn't. But it's in there. It's a single panel cartoon, kind of in the style of a New Yorker cartoon.
Oh.
And And I'm not going to describe it.
Oh,
because
I think I know which one that is.
Yeah. I haven't seen the LCD yet. But
is it really filthy?
You know me, Ken.
We want to thank Madeline in Forest Hills.
Thank you, Madeline.
First time pledger.
Yeah.
Woo! She's been listening to Tectonic for 6 months, and she says it's expansionist.
Oh, well, thank you, Madeline.
Expansionist in a good way.
Yeah.
And,
it's not growth at any cost. I'll put it that way.
Will the Sound Guy. Thank you, Mark Hurst. You provide us with invaluable information and insight. Long live the WFM universe.
Thank you, Will the Sound Guy. And often see you commenting on the comment board. Always happy to see you there. Thanks for listening.
And I have a not-so-large pile of pledge cards here to get in the running for our first prize of the hour, the Marco Vischer book, The Power of Nuclear. If you pledge $20 or more, you'll be in the running for that at 800-989-9368. Or you can pledge online at WFMU.org. You know, if you go up $5 from the $10 a month level and you do $15 a month, then you can automatically get our new sleep mask. And the very special thing about our sleep mask is that you can put it on at work and sleep, but it has wide open eyeballs on it.
Yeah.
So it'll make your coworkers and your boss think that you're awake.
Not only will they think you're awake, they'll think you are completely wired because
right.
of all of the prominent blood vessels showing in your eyeballs. That are perfectly round.
Yeah, we've taken the old hairy eyeball button that former WFMU DJ and illustrator Kaz did many years ago, and we've put it onto the snooze control sleep mask. That's another way of getting one in on the man.
I'm definitely a Swag for Life member myself, and I'm definitely getting the snooze control sleep mask.
As am I.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Just as I'm looking forward to getting my hands on an LCD copy to see what the cartoon looks like, and if my name is in there anywhere.
There was this one single panel cartoon that I remember that came in that seemed like a New Yorker cartoon that Kendra and Michelle and I really loved. I'm wondering if that's yours.
It might be mine, but Kendra knew it was mine.
Okay.
I sent it to her.
Oh, okay.
I said, this is my...
So maybe that's not the filthy one that I'm thinking
No,
of.
Mine was not filthy. No. Sorry.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Maybe next time.
I'm sure I'll like yours, too.
Yeah. I'm 1-800-989-9368. Please show your support for Tectonic and for WFMU, which, as we're saying, is so unique. This is a place... where I can tell you about what's happening in technology without worrying that we are going to offend a sponsor, because there are no sponsors. So you're going to get my best interviews and analysis and reporting and comments and the occasional rant about how I see technology is affecting all of us. And I don't know where else you would find that on the radio dial. I feel so privileged to be part of the WFMU community to be able to put this show together. And it all comes down to what Ken and I are talking about, that we rely not on underwriters, but we rely on you, the listeners. So if you want this to continue, you've got to pledge. This is our one time every year to ask you to pledge. Go to WFMU.org/donate. Or you can call us. We've got real, live, possibly human phone room volunteers at 1-800-989-9368.
And we have given away the Marco Vischer book, and that goes out to Madeline.
All right, Madeline.
And Forest Hills, congratulations, Madeline. And the next prize that we're going to be giving away at 7 o'clock tonight is another book by Ernest Davis and Gary Marcus, Rebooting AI, Building Artificial Intelligence We Can Trust.
This is a really good book, Rebooting AI by Gary Marcus. Gary Marcus is one of the best analysts of AI right now. I tend to agree with what he writes. He can be very critical about what companies like OpenAI and Google are doing or claiming they're doing. And this book, Rebooting AI, talks about a more common sense and more reasonable way of architecting AI systems that would avoid a lot of the pitfalls that these big tech systems have fallen victim to. So it's a good read.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever claimed that AI is worthless. You know, I think that AI has some good things that it can do. It's just not we're definitely in the midst of a mania about AI, just as we were in a former mania about NFTs and a former mania about cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And WFMU is probably one of the only media outlets, I think, that you know talks about this stuff rationally. That you know, AI is good for some things. It's not good for everything. It's not a panacea. It has a lot of pitfalls. Okay, so, but yes, it's absolute bonkers, absolutely bonkers the way the entire media and corporate America is just going whole hog for this.
That's right. They'll basically print the press releases of these big tech companies. The big tech company says, "Oh, we're just 3 months away from artificial general intelligence," something they have been claiming, by the way, for years. It's just around the corner. Well, now it's just around the corner, and the national media will just they'll just dutifully print that. Well, AGI is right around the corner. So says OpenAI, and really the reality is that. These claims are always overblown, and some of them are just never going to occur. But that's not to say that AI as a technology is inherently, you know, evil or a bad idea. I mean, there, as you're saying, Ken, there are some good uses of it. But when it's wielded in the hands of these growth-at-any-cost companies that have a long track record of unethical and deceptive behavior, you're almost guaranteed to be disappointed. So what we have to do is separate the technology itself from the unethical actors that are managing it.
Automation has been around for a really long time before AI ever existed. And in the radio industry, automation's been around since the 1960s, and it's done nothing good.
Yeah.
It's only ruined radio.
Yeah.
And now it's amazing after all these decades of automation, such as what's called voice tracking, which is a single DJ programming the voice tracks for hundreds of radio stations around the country.
Yeah.
Despite all the damage that automated practices like voice tracking have done to the medium of radio, the radio industry is still going gaga over AI. Oh, like this is going to help.
Yeah, finally, this one. Maybe all the others that we hyped up over the past 50 years didn't work out so great, but this is the one that's going to turn it around finally.
And independent media and independent radio is now seriously under attack, unlike anything we've ever seen before.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't been easy for independent radio and independent media to exist ever. But now we have the federal government really actively trying to put an end to it.
Antagonizing, yeah. When you've got a federal government that is being weaponized by someone like Elon Musk, the amount of power, wealth, and influence that's being directed against your best interests is just staggering. And yet, here is WFMU, this oasis, as I said, we're trying to survive one more year, and we rely on you, the listeners. We're not relying on underwriters. We're not relying on sponsors. We rely on you. And so you can keep this going by pledging. If you just call us, 1-800-989-9368. Again, that's 1-800-989-9368. You can pledge your support to this great, great station.
Mark Jason from Monroe, New York, checked in and says, thank you for safekeeping fully independent inspiration on the radio. I picked up the DIY Electronics Maker book a month ago because of your interview. And because of this, my daughter and my son and I will be building our own electronic instruments together.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you, Jason. Yeah, that was my interview with Kurt Pearson about a month or so ago. This DIY Electronics book that I was so impressed with. And so great to hear that, Jason, you're going to be sharing that with your family. So thanks for checking in.
And thanks to our own Handy Haversack, raising high the tectonic flag to show support for the most important hour of radio on the best radio station on the planet. Mark, what you do is a gift. The world might be refusing to unwrap it, but we, the Techeons, are tearing that paper open. Many thanks.
I love it. Thank you so much, Handy. And I believe Handy said that he's going to be in the phone room for week number two. So I'm looking forward to seeing you then, Handy. So thank you.
And Peter from Brooklyn says, thank you, Mark. I always feel a little smarter and better. And I feel a little smarter and better looking after your show.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks, Peter.
Connor in Claverack, New York says, swag for life. Listen to WFMU till death. Thank you.
Thank you, Connor.
And Art in Olympia, Washington.
All right, Art.
And we're still looking for people to make pledges and let us know how you personally battle the robots. Because people have been encountering very real robots in their day-to-day life now. It's finally happened. I run into them on the sidewalk right outside WFMU all the time.
There are so many things that irritate me about those robots, starting with the cutesy little electronic eyes that they have. There's a little display, a little computer display on the front of them, and they have these little eyes to make them look harmless and cozy and endearing and anything but the instruments of further growth at any cost from these toxic companies. It's deceptive. And it just, I do not advocate property destruction. I don't advocate doing anything illegal. But I just want to share that I have the urge that I have not acted on, Ken. I have not acted on this.
Well, I think sticking a half full jar of creamy peanut butter on top of an electronic eye is not destructive.
Well, what if I had the jar open and I just tripped and, oh, it ended up there. I didn't.
You're not doing permanent damage.
That's true.
You know, they can wipe the peanut butter off.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That's not permanent damage.
Tipping it over on its side is not necessarily permanent damage.
My urge is just to nudge it onto its side off of the sidewalk.
Right.
Because, Ken, the sidewalk is ours.
I know. It's sacred space.
It's for citizens.
To walk, or for
the elderly to have their walkers, or for parents with young kids and strollers. It is for the citizens. It's not for a company to monetize. Okay, this is like the one public space left that has not been ruined by big tech. And these delivery robots are the first. It's the point of the spear. It's the first bit of the wedge where they want to take that over, like they've taken everything else over.
Preach it, Mark.
It's really irritating, and it starts with those stupid little eyes. Look at me, I'm so cute. I just want to nudge the thing over into an empty lot somewhere.
It's amazing to me the movies that, you know, the Hollywood movies that turn out many, many years later to be prescient.
Yeah.
Like that idiotic movie with Luke Wilson, Idiocracy.
Oh.
Did you ever see that?
Well, it was a documentary.
By Mike Judge?
Yes.
Like, who would have thought that we'd end up living in Idiocracy?
I love that movie. And I just showed it to my son, DJ Paradox, recently. And we're watching it together, and he's kind of like, yeah, okay, yeah. And I said, no, you have to understand, DJ Paradox, when this movie came out, it was so beyond any of our conceptions of where the U.S. could possibly go. It was funny because it was so ridiculous. And yet, if you look at this beat, this beat, this beat, this character, they've all come true.
And then what was that, the Kubrick Spielberg movie? Was it AI?
There was an AI movie by
Spielberg. Yeah, and they had... like kind of demolition derbies with robots.
Oh, you know what? I haven't seen Spielberg's AI yet.
Yeah, there's these scenes where people go in, they bring humanoid robots in to destroy each other, and you know, and to get destroyed
because
people hate the robots so much.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, this cute little boy robot comes in and starts begging for his life, and people are like, no, we can't kill him.
Right.
And then people are saying, like, no, he's a bot.
Right.
He must die.
Right.
And that's where we're at.
That's where we're at. Well, the like, the very best AI movie that I have ever seen, I've said this before on the show, is Ex Machina.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody who
that's a great one.
Who has not seen Ex Machina, because that movie is all about that moment where if a robot can pose as human enough and can get you to think that you're in a legitimate relationship with it, then it can make you do anything.
Right. And it also has that slimy tech bro
in
it.
Slimy tech.
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thank you to Chris in Burlington, Vermont. Says, thanks, Mark, for everything. He has a breadboard in hand, and he built a synth from the back of the book that you had on
the show. Oh,
that's
great. From Kirk Pearson's book. Oh, that's great, Chris. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that.
And a longtime listener, David in Morristown, says the revolution will not be televised on social media.
That's right.
Thank you, David. Paul in St. Joseph, Michigan, checking in with us.
All right, Paul.
Up in his Swag for Life play.
Thanks, Paul.
Art in Olympia, Washington. Thank you, Art.
More from Art in Olympia. Thank you.
Now we're up to date, and we're still trying to give away this book, Rebooting AI, Building Artificial Intelligence We Can Trust, donated to us by Vintage Books, by Ernest Davis and Gary Marcus. And if you pledge $20 or more, you'll be in the running to win this book, which we'll be giving away at the top of the hour.
And you can make that pledge by calling us at 1-800-989-9368, or you can go online to wfmu.org/donate. And if you join the Swag for Life program, which is $10 a month or more, you will be one of the lucky supporters who will get a copy of our new LCD, Lowest Common Denominator, print magazine. Not online, it's print. And that includes a single-panel New Yorker-style cartoon that I drew.
That's pornographic. Mark finally dabbling in pornography.
Yeah, I finally went filthy. I never have before, but here, no, it's not filthy at all. It's a pretty straight ahead joke. Actually.
Oh, not filthy.
No, it's not filthy.
Okay.
No, I don't go blue.
It's very actually our printer wouldn't print any. We had some cartoon nudity.
Really?
Yeah, and they wouldn't print it.
Really?
Yeah. So we're kind of looking for a new printer.
Yeah. Wow. Well, they really read that very closely, reading the whole thing that they were going to print.
Yeah, we've had that problem in the past.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very conservative country out there.
Well, what's the problem? It's just going. It's not like you're posting it over the airwaves.
It's filth, Mark. Filth.
All right. Well, mine was not filthy though, so it wasn't my cartoon isn't the one that the printer didn't like.
No.
We are asking listeners to pledge and tell us how you have fought the robots. Have you used the peanut butter method, the scarf method, the kick to the side of the sidewalk method?
Silly string. Expanding insulation foam. quick dry epoxy.
What are the other?
Spray paint.
Now, there was, for self-driving cars a while back.
Oh, yeah. Traffic cones.
Exactly. Traffic cones on the one traffic cone on the hood of the car would disable it.
Right.
Because obviously the camera would see a traffic cone, and traffic cone means stop. And so it would stop. It would never move. I don't know if that still works. They may have programmed their way around that.
Yeah, that's a good question. It doesn't work on our little delivery robots here in Jersey City because the cameras are looking forward, and they're little boxes. They look like little coolers.
If you go,
they actually are little coolers.
They have somebody's
food
inside.
They have food inside of them.
If you go to the playlist at WFMU.org, click playlist and comments, I put a photo of a delivery robot here in Jersey City, spotted a few days ago, and you can see what Ken is talking about. On the front of the chassis, the front top, is this little thing that looks like a coffee can. And that's this camera that is surveilling the surroundings. That's why I think, Ken, if you go up with the silly string or the epoxy or what have you, you've got to have a mask on.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have facial rec on these things soon enough.
A Bob Dylan mask. let's implicate Bob.
A Timothy Chalamet mask. We've got live phone room volunteers, friends, waiting for your call at 1-800-989-9368.
Yeah, it's just day one of our 2025 fundraising marathon. We're going to be at this for 2 weeks. We hope that you'll help make day one a really super successful day by making a pledge right now at 800-989-9368, or you can pledge online at WFMU.org. What were you going to say, Mark?
That reminds me of something I wanted to say, Ken. Every year, the marathon starts on a Monday and goes for 2 weeks. And so every year, I've got two shows. I've got 2 hours to pitch Tectonic to give support to WFMU. And my first show, a full half of my pitching opportunity, is on the very first day of the marathon. And it's always like, come on, I don't have that much time. I only have 2 shows. You know, it's like this and one more. So I really want people to get over their resistance or hesitation, I guess it is, this being the first day of the marathon, and show your support, because I only have this and one more show after this.
Well, the first day is actually really important. I know a lot of people like to wait till the end, but the first day is super important because everybody's looking at how they did,
right,
and how different shows did on the first day.
That's true.
As a harbinger of how the whole marathon is going to work. So Mark having a really great total here today, that it would really fill a lot of other people inside the station with confidence that we're going to have a great marathon. And things are just so crazy out there in the world, and the economy, and tariffs are going into effect tonight at midnight, and government's going to shut down. And, you know, we really truly are living in this idiocracy dystopia, and WFMU is a little refuge of sanity. I never ever thought that we would be that, but we certainly have become that.
That is exactly true. This is the place that makes the most sense out of anything in the landscape, and that's why I feel so privileged to be a part of it, and it's why it's so important, Ken. As things get worse, Ken, WFMU becomes more important. That much more important.
I would love to see us get to $5,000 for Tectonic. I don't know if you've ever hit that number, Mark, but we're only about $750 away at this point, and we have 11 minutes. So please get your pledges in at 800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org. Ralph in Fresh Meadows says, 14 years of disconnect. It's how you fight the system. I can give that money to the station.
Yeah, thank you, Ralph.
There's no discharge in the war.
Disconnect and save the money and pledge it to WFMU. Thanks.
Hey, our good buddy Carlo in Ridgewood, New York, who used to do a great segment on Wake and Bake, says AI will most likely lead to the end of the world, but in the meantime, there will be great radio. Thank you, Mark, for all these years of tech literacy.
Thank you, Carlo.
Thank you, Carlo. 800-989-9368. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. $20 or more puts you in the running right now for the Rebooting AI, Building Artificial Intelligence We Can Trust book.
Now, I have a specific pitch, because we're not far away from $5,000, as you said, Ken. And what would get us very close is if anybody out there has been blessed with a little extra scratch this year and they want a truly cool looking sweatshirt, you could go in for a secret society pledge. This is $500 or $41 a month as swag for life, and you get all kinds of DJ premiums and prize warehouse stuff and the t-shirt and so on. But you also, that's the level where you get the Radio Barge crew neck sweatshirt, and this, I love the look of this sweatshirt. It's got WFMU on a radio barge, and not many people are going to be able to walk around Jersey City or wherever you're from wearing that sweatshirt. So if you've got a little extra scratch, call us, 1-800-989-9368, and let's see a $500 pledge.
And we want to thank Michael in Highland Lakes, who pledged and said, in honor of Mark and Ken labeling Elon Musk a charlatan years before it was cool.
Yeah, it's true. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
And Aaron in Toronto, sending my support for this amazing show. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Aaron and T.O. It's great to hear from you.
Sarah in Maplewood says, out here kicking all the robots in their robots.
Yeah, thank you. I'd love to get the support from Maplewood.
800-989-9368 is the phone number. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. We're now $480 away from the $5,000 mark. We'd love to hit that by 7 o'clock. And Boss in Utrecht pledging yet again.
Yes.
A bumper pledge.
Thank you, Boss.
And Chris in Brooklyn says, I've lost all hope, but I continue to listen. Flip phone Chris.
Thank you, flip phone Chris. Well, you've got hope if you've got a flip phone. We just we've had a number of shows on moving to a flip phone recently, and glad you're trying it out.
Yeah, and you did that great show with those high school kids with their Luddite Club.
Yeah, the Luddite Club. They were great. I loved that interview.
Yeah. Dan in Brooklyn, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan.
Andrew in Ohio.
Oh, thanks, Andrew in Ohio. That's cool.
And the phone number here, again, 800-989-9368. Mark is coming down to the last 7 minutes of his first fundraising show here. It's the first day of our 2025 fundraising marathon. Mark hitting a number like $5,000 would really be a great sign for everybody for this marathon. We're going for the highest amount that we've ever gone for. We're going for $1.7 million by a week from Sunday night. So please help us hit that mark. We've been very, very careful about the way we operate WFMU. And while public radio and community radio is under attack for all sorts of things, and commercial radio also under attack, we have managed to steer clear of a lot of the problems that are taking other stations down. We don't take any underwriting. We don't take payola. We don't take money with strings attached. So these are all the ways that so many other stations have run into trouble. And the government is coming for lots of stations. There's going to be congressional hearings sometime this month where they're going to be dressing down the heads of PBS and NPR. Stations all over the country are getting investigated for payola. Simple things like doing ticket giveaways have come under the government's microscope. It's really insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like so many of the decisions that are coming down from.
And the head of the FCC is another one of these insane bro guys.
Oh, no.
He's climbing towers. Now he's in the world of radio, Mark, the only people who climb towers. Like, that's one of the crazy things. That's okay. One of the crazy jobs. Usually it's like a 20-year-old,
yeah.
You know, who has a real death wish, you know, and they're the ones who strap on,
right.
You know, strap on the cables and stuff and climb towers. You know, because some of these towers are like 1,000 feet high.
Yeah.
And it's very, very scary to get that high just hanging off the side of a pole. Brendan Carr, the head of the FCC, made a big show the other day of climbing a gigantic tower.
Oh. Well, he's a big man. So.
Yeah.
So we're looking for...
It's a big stick.
In the last few minutes, 1-800-989-9368. I should also mention from the comment board, Viola Chica points out that there is employer matching. So if you have a job and your employer matches contributions, see if you can have a matching donation, make a matching donation to WFMU. There's a lot of money that's available out there if employees will just check with their employer if that works. And if it's so much the better if it's a company that that if we're opposed to here at Tectonic, then we're basically supporting WFMU with some of those ill-gotten funds. Anyway, ask your employer if they will match your contributions. And make your pledge at WFMU.org/donate.
And Mark, we are $135 a month pledge away from hitting that number. So now, if you can afford that, then Mark would hit $5,000 for Tectonic, which I think would be the highest Tectonic number we've ever hit.
Could be, yes.
The phone number here is 800-989-9368. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. Dan in Horseheads, New York says Tectonic is his favorite Fight the Power show.
Thank you, Dan. I'm going to keep fighting the power thanks to your support.
Please get your final pledges in. We only have 3 minutes to go before It's Complicated comes up with Dave Mandel and Fabio tonight. We're so close to hitting the $5,000 mark for Mark, so please make it happen. 800-989-9368. I'm going to award the Ernest Davis and...
Gary Marcus.
And Gary Marcus book that goes out to Dan in Brooklyn.
All right, Dan in Brooklyn. Friends, Dave Mandel is in Studio B. Dave Mandel, who you can't handle, is here. He's about to light up It's Complicated. It's a prog rock show. And this is the last 2 minutes you've got to show support for Tectonic. And then I got to get out of here. We've got to hear from Dave Mandel, and you're going to have to show support for him.
You know that Dave has the shortest theme song in North America?
Yeah. It's peppy. It's peppy. It gets the show started right away.
Lynn in New York, a very generous pledge. Thank you,
all right,
Lynn.
Thank you, Lynn. 1 minute to go. WFMU.org/donate. Show your support to WFMU, this great station. Ken, we should go ahead and say thanks to our loyal phone room volunteers who've done a great job this hour. Who do we got?
We have Brian and John and Connor.
All right, Brian, John, and Connor, thanks for your help this evening. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you. And Ben and Liz are making dinner tonight. Thanks to them, too.
Thanks to Ben and Liz. And thank you, Ken, for being my MC. It's always a pleasure to have you on
the show.
Thanks,
Mark. Great job with Tectonic. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Very exciting that other radio stations around the country are now starting to pick up Tectonic as well. I think we're on 7 other stations now.
7 other stations and counting. Should be more soon.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so that's very exciting. And most of all, it's just such a privilege to be part of WFMU. So thank you. And thanks to all the listeners for chipping in. You can continue to show support at WFMU.org/donate. And in the meantime, friends, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I want you to, by next week, there's some homework that I want you to accomplish. Avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. Ken Friedman, thanks again for being with me.
Thank you, Mark.
See you next time, everybody.
We're going to jump right in here and say welcome to the first show, my first show of this year's annual fundraising marathon. We're on the air, taking to the airwaves for the next 2 weeks to raise the money that pays the bills and keeps this station running. And we hope in the next hour we will persuade you, listeners, to chip in and pledge some dollars, pounds, yen, euros to keep the station going. And with me, if I'm not persuasive enough, I have my buddy Fabio. Hey, Fabio.
Dave.
How's it going?
It's going.
Always great.
My belly's full. I still need to get the vino happening, but now we're here and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I would love to hear the phone ring. We don't get a lot of phone action anymore.
Right, physical telephone. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's always about, you know, people, and it's fine. You know, they can pledge online at wfmu.org/pledge, mm-hmm. or write in on your playlist if they're tuned in there.
Yes,
but 1-800-989-9368. It's kind of nostalgic for you and me, especially. We're like the geezers here.
Yeah, yeah. You have that old phone with the crank on the side of it, don't you?
That's right. It's a two-parter.
Right. Anyway, help us out. Pledge some money to keep the station going for the next year. We have loads of expenses that we'll no doubt tell you more about in the course of the show. But as Fabio says, you can call us 1-800-989-9368, or you can pledge on the web. Go to wfmu.org/pledge. Go actually anywhere at all on our website, wfmu.org, and you will see big signs. Click here to pledge, and please do that.
So, Dave,
yes.
You have some, we have like some, a few people that have pledged, you know, before.
Previously,
yes,
right.
Yes, previously. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to bring that up. And mm-hmm. also that you have some prizes to give away during your show.
I do.
Do you want to pick one and
put
it up there for grabs?
Let's do that, right. So I have three prizes. I'm supposed to only give away two prizes tonight, but I have
I won't
three.
Tell, I won't three. Say anything.
I figured because this show has so many more notes per song than any other show, I'm entitled to give away more prizes. That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This show, by the way, it's complicated. An hour of Prague and Prague adjacent music. I'm your host, Dave Mandel, doing this show every week. And again, my esteemed co-host tonight is Fabio. And you can pledge at that phone number, 1-800-989-9368. Pledge online, wfmu.org/pledge. And I'll play some music now. I'm going to play something.
Wait, before you do that.
Oh, we're going to pick a prize. That's
right.
I just completely ignored everything you just said, Fabio. All right, let's give away this Zop CD.
Zop.
Zop, Z-O-P-P.
Okay.
Great, great group. I've played them on the show several times. They're from Nottingham, England, and it's a self-titled CD.
They're current, these people?
Yeah. I'm giving away a self-titled CD released a few years ago, 2020, I think. And I actually don't have it queued up right now, but I will queue it up. I'll play it in a minute.
I'll just ask, you know, you do a Prague and Prague adjacent type show, so I'm assuming
yes.
that these prizes are adjacent.
They're pretty proggy.
Oh, they are.
Yeah,
okay.
They're pretty proggy. I mean, you know, forget that adjacent stuff. We're going right in
deep.
Tonight.
You're going deep.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to mess around with the adjacent.
I have to say that I know the classic type prog bands. I don't know any of these. You're into some like really seriously deep prog stuff here that I have no clue about.
It's my job, Fabio.
I see. Okay. Well, in that case. People should pledge for Dave and his expertise in this area. Pledge at 1-800-989-9368. If you want to call.
The silence here is I'm looking for the
There it is.
Album.
We got an actual call.
So give me a second, I actually will play something from
Zop. Oh, it's
Zop
the machine.
Right now.
Okay.
So this is something from the CD. We're giving this away as the first prize of the evening. First of three prizes I'm giving away tonight. And again, this is the group Zop, Z-O-P-P, from self-titled album released 4 or 5 years ago. Really, really great. I've played them on the show before.
Excellent.
And keep pledging while the music's playing, and we'll see you in a minute.
Very good.